Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now we're going to discuss something that caused an awful lot of anger in Limerick and further afield over the weekend. Let me read you one sentence that caused some of that anger. It's the kind of place, as my grandfather says, where even German shepherds walk around in pairs. That was just one of the descriptions of Limerick City that appeared in Forbes magazine on Friday. The magazine commissioned a piece on the Collison brothers, where the writer said Patrick and John had escaped from so-called Stab City. I'm joined now by Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick, Willie O'Dea. Willie O'Dea, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac.
Now, you're incensed, like all the other politicians in Limerick and the public, but you want to take action as well. Now, Forbes magazine, to be fair, they've apologised. They said the article didn't meet its editorial standards. But what did you think of the piece?
Well, mixed emotions, really. My first reaction was I thought it was a joke. But then when I realised it wasn't the 1st of April, and when I realised it was serious, I felt extremely angry. And then I decided that, well, I'm not going to upset myself too much because, ironically, you know, if the article in question had contained a number of minor inaccuracies about Limerick, you know, I think more people would have been actually annoyed. But the thing was so wide of the mark, so absurd, so completely out of touch with reality.
What annoyed you, Willie?
A lot of people took the view that, well, you know, nobody's got to be rewarded with this anyway, and they've just got to discard it. But there was, that being said, there was a lot of local annoyance about it.
Oh, by God, there was. I mean, ordinary Limerick people, for want of a better phrase, were extremely annoyed by this, and they were calling on Forbes and social media to take the article down and to correct the record. But what do you want done now?
Well, look, you know, as you say, an apology has been issued and the article has been taken down. I wouldn't mind, you know, if Forbes magazine were to send one of their representatives here to Limerick, and I would give them a tour of the city, and I will explain what the city is actually like and how different it is from the reality portrayed in the article. I think we could, I mean, you know, we're getting lots of good publicity in Limerick now, but I mean, you know, the more good publicity, the better. And I would like them to, you know, take the time, in view of the hurt they've caused, to take the time to visit Limerick and give us the opportunity to showcase the city for what it has become.
And the Collison brothers, who've done extremely well, they've tweeted about this, and they were saying that to overcome Limerick, as it were, as was suggested in the article, they're simply crazy, they were saying. Do articles like this and the reputation that Limerick had in the past tense, does it do damage, Willie, in any way?
Well, you know, even if it had been written at the time of our greatest troubles back in the early to mid-1980s, with a certain problem here with organised crime, it would just have been wildly inaccurate. I mean, imagine to describe a city of 100,000 people or so in the Midwest of Ireland as the murder capital of Europe. I mean, Europe contains places like Berlin and Paris and Frankfurt and London, etc., not to mention Eastern Europe. Does it do damage? I don't think so. On balance, I don't think so. It just hurts a lot of people's feelings locally. Particularly people who worked very, very hard to bring the city on from where it was 20, 25 years ago. But I don't think it does. I don't think it does. But I do think, nevertheless, I think it's incumbent on the editorial board of Forbes magazine, who allowed this unresearched, you know, top of the head manifest absurdity to be written and communicated to all their subscribers.
But hang on a second now, because in one sense the article is absurd, and we don't want to in any way condone or say what was in the article was right, but it would be remiss of me not to ask you about pockets of Limerick City where the people are fantastic, and Limerick City as a city is beautiful. But pockets of the city where successive governments have failed generations and haven't given them the opportunity, haven't given them the welfare net, haven't given them enough in terms of drugs rehabilitation programs and so on, which were actually cut during the time of the crash, for example, in recent times. So you as a Limerick TD and a former minister, even you have to admit that pockets of Limerick City have simply been failed by successive governments in this country.
I think you could say that about most cities in Ireland. I mean, you know, I talk to my colleagues in different parts of the country, and you have black spots in all the major urban centres in the country. But that being said, hundreds of millions billions, in fact, have been spent over the past 10, 15 years on trying to upgrade parts of Limerick. Limerick is, was the first city in this country to attract a regeneration programme specifically for Limerick. Now, admittedly, as you say, the funding for that was cut when everything else was being cut, including social welfare because of the financial crisis the country faced.
You tried, but hang on a second. There was a failure there, and you implicitly accepted there was a failure in those regeneration programs as well, because I've seen academics in recent years who've looked at the regeneration programs and have looked at deprivation in indices and so on, and say in some pockets of the city, deprivation is worse now after regeneration than it was 10 years previously.
I represent the city, and I know the areas and I know the places you're talking about. I wouldn't accept that for a moment. I don't think that is the case. Now, more should have been done, certainly, and more would have been done, but for the financial constraints which this country suffered from as part of a world financial crash. Now, spending has now resumed in those areas. We have a large road, as you know, going out, bringing my Ross more or less into the centre of things. There's a lot of development going on down in the St. Mary's Parish area, development in Ballinacorra West. You know, I mean, things, spending has accelerated again, and things have picked up again. There's no doubt about that.
But all these things
may be true and correct, but it hardly justifies, you know, somebody saying that.
Without question. And the article, as I say, is absolutely absurd. My beef, as it were, is with the politicians and the ministers that have been serving Limerick, like yourself, for many years now, and have allowed a situation where the ordinary people of Limerick, in certain sections of the city, don't get the same chance as everybody else. And for example, when you read local media in Limerick, you read of drug dealing happening openly in areas, and Gardaí not clamping down on it. Why does stuff like that happen?
Well, is Limerick the only place where that's happening? I mean, I would question that. That is certainly, Limerick is certainly not the only place where those problems
are. No, without question, but why does it happen?
So what you're saying to me is why myself and the other successive government ministers you meet in Ireland should have sorted out our particular problem locally 100%, whereas other parts of Ireland haven't been sorted out. There's nothing about that.
No, I'm not suggesting that at all, but I'm talking to you about Limerick.
But you're implying it. Excuse me, though. You're implying it. You're saying to me that because Limerick has problems, it's left in black spots, like other areas of the country, we're at fault in some way because the particular problems in Limerick haven't been sorted out. That's absurd.
That isn't what I'm suggesting at all. But I'm saying, you were saying that hundreds of millions of euro have been put in. I'm saying some of the outcomes aren't desirable, are they still?
Reduce the figures, and that's without doubt. That is without doubt. Hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money. Limerick is the only city in the country that has its own unique regeneration programme. Now, as a minister, all I can do and all I could do was look for a regeneration programme for Limerick, costing, as I said, the taxpayers of this country hundreds of millions. I did that, and I was successful. Now, I'm not expected, nor is it part of my job, to manage the actual programme itself. If there was problems in the management, I got the money. That was my function. I got the money. If there was problems in the management, that was somebody else's problem, not mine.
Okay, well, look, we can agree on the absurdity of the broad sweeping strokes in the article generally about Limerick City. But Willie O'Dea, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening.